This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The House has convened and is expected to vote to impeach President Trump today.
The House will be in order.
The resolution?
House Resolution 24, impeaching Donald John Trump, President of the United States, for high crimes and misdemeanors.
And then Democratic Congressman Jim McGovern.
Mr. Speaker, we are debating this historic measure at an actual crime scene, and we wouldn't be here if it weren't for the President of the United States.
AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani on the impeachment action against President Trump.
He's facing a single charge in the House, incitement of insurrection, with House Democrats blaming his rhetoric for urging backers to storm the Capitol last week. During an emotional debate yesterday, California Congresswoman Norma Torres recounted getting a phone call from her son as she fled the Capitol.
Sweetheart, I'm okay. I'm running for my life.
The president says he's not to blame, that his words to supporters were totally appropriate. Instead, he says Democrats are responsible for inciting more anger and danger.
Which is very dangerous for the USA, especially at this very tender time.
Some Republicans say they will vote to impeach him, including number three House GOP leader Liz Cheney. The New York Times reports Senate Republican Chief Mitch McConnell is glad Democrats are moving against the president. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Coronavirus deaths in the U.S. hit another one-day high at over 4,300. And listen to this sad fact. The nation's overall death toll from COVID-19 is almost 381,000. That's fast approaching the number of Americans killed in World War II, about 407,000. Consumer prices rose 0.4% in December. This is AP News. More Americans are watching cable TV in the aftermath of the attack on the U.S. Capitol building. The AP's Oscar Wells Gabriel has this.
The low water mark at the U.S. Capitol last week has led to a high water mark for CNN. Nielsen reports that coverage of the attack on the presidential vote certification process has helped CNN score its highest number of viewers than any other single day in the network's 40-year history. CNN averaged 5.2 million viewers last Wednesday. That eclipses its previous high of 5.1 million. On Election Day 2016. The network had 4.47 million viewers on 9/11. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Volkswagen says its worldwide sales are down 15% due to the COVID-19 pandemic, but it more than tripled its sales of battery-only vehicles. The latest from Volkswagen. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.